Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers, this is the Finding Arizona podcast, and this is episode 100. I'm your host, Jose. Thank you for joining us. We are also here with the wonderful Bloggettes. Lorena and Sakura are the co-founders of Bloggettes, and they're joining us today. Thank you, ladies, so much for being my episode 100. It is very much a long time coming. I have had my sights on these two ladies for our episodes, because for those of you entrepreneurs out there that need better branding or even just know the Bloggettes in general, these ladies have become a cornerstone of entrepreneurship. And for anyone out here in Arizona, I think you have heard of them or at least run into them once or twice on social media in some sort of way, because they're everywhere. So we sat down with them to ask them a couple of questions on how they got started. They were so nice. They were so wonderful. Wonderful photos for those of you who are watching on our website, www.findingarizonapodcast.com. Which leads me into, let's just get rid of all of the stuff that we need to get rid of to pay this episode off. So you can go to our patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast to help support us. You can reach us on all of our social media at Finding Arizona Podcast. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want. You can find it all at Finding Arizona Podcast. That's what I try to do to keep you guys in line with us. Another couple of things that you guys probably don't know about. One, this is International Podcast Day. Who would have thought that our 100th episode would lie smack dab on International Podcast Day? Well, one person did. That person is Brittany. So give it up for Brittany. Yay! And I couldn't do it without her. Every episode, we try our best to take photos, videos, whatever it may be. And Brittany is the solo individual editing, taking these photos. But another shout out to some of our previous photographers. Draylon, thank you so much for making a lot of the early episodes happen. So shout out to him, Draylon Vang, Visuals by Vang. Go check it out. Everything about him, he's a pro up and down. That's videography, photography. Shout out to him. Thank you so much. I honestly couldn't do any of the 100 episodes without someone backing me and helping me in some sort of way. I'm the only one doing the audio, so I need someone to take the photos at the same time. But I'm very honored that we could get to this episode, because not a lot of podcasts get to this episode. 100 is a big deal, and we hope to do 100 more. I'm doing this intro very quickly for those of you kind of understanding how I do a lot of these. We are going this weekend down to Tucson. We have a very special meeting up with Dust Festival. So I'm not going to say much more than that. But what I will say is that our next month is October, and that will be our nonprofit month. Just to give you a highlight on some of the stuff that we're going to be touching upon. We're touching upon some really interesting people in the nonprofit world. One being Waste Not, another being ALS Event, another one being just the Pierce Family Foundation, and a couple of other nonprofit organizations that we hope to just share with you guys. And if you guys want to help in some sort of way, please keep in contact with us, because we will be displaying all of these nonprofits. That's much info and ways to get to them as much as possible. Really, October for us is just going to be a chance to highlight really wonderful individuals. And I have never been so emotionally connected to something so badly, because every time I sat down with one nonprofit person, or, you know, they are emotionally connected to each organization, and it's beautiful. And I can't wait to share that with all of you. So hopefully you'll join us for October and 100 more episodes. So let's get started into this 100th episode. I am very excited. You guys have no idea. I am just one person part of this big thing, and I am very happy to say that this is something very unique. For those of you who want to come on the show, thank you so much for reaching out. I appreciate it. We are going to go and try our best to get everyone on here, but keep reaching out because there are a lot of people out here who have wonderful, 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 wonderful businesses. Keep looking. Don't just settle for something that you know is not going to give you the results that you want. Someone who's not even a part of your community. Keep searching to find someone who's local. Keep searching to find someone who is wonderful. And we will try our best to show and display those wonderful people here on our end. So thank you everyone for listening. And let's do this. Episode 100. Let's go.
Quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Finding Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Finding
Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hello, happy Friday. Hi. We are getting started to do a podcast with Finding Arizona Podcast. Mm-hmm. So here they are.
Hi guys.
Yay, we're excited.
I honestly, like, you guys do really wonderful, like, product, like, overall, first off, let me say that your guys' branding really well all the way through Instagram,
thank you.
A very big inspiration for me because I really like that kind of, like, when you have consistency all the way through a product, like images, events, things that you guys put together. Everyone that I've seen or heard from always has a wonderful time and always has great things to say about you guys. So kudos to you guys. So congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to start by, basically, I'm going to come in with an intro and we're going to kick it off. Sound good?
Perfect.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Jose. We are here with two very special guests because I'm so excited. This is the month of our bloggers, photographers, and all sorts of things. So what better way to start off than the wonderful bloggettes.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I know. We're like way too much time together.
You guys are in unison. I like that. And so we're going to let you guys introduce yourselves and, you know, what you do for the company. So go right ahead. Introduce yourselves.
Perfect. Well, my name is Lorena Garcia. I'm from Mexico City. Moved to Phoenix in 2009.
Ooh.
I co-founded Bloggettes alongside Sakura in 2014. So it's been 3.5 years. Mainly in the company, I do a lot of our business relationships and business development. Mm-hmm.
Let me first off by saying, what does Bloggettes do?
Oh, perfect. So Bloggettes, mainly what we do, our mission is to empower entrepreneurs, right? So we think that we live in an entrepreneurial age where everyone wants to own and have their own business, but everybody can start a business really easy. Like, you can, after the podcast, you can go and start a new business yourself, but it's so difficult to stand out, right? So Bloggettes is there to provide you all the tools to appropriately brand your business and communicate it well on the digital space so you can stand out and you can be successful. So whether it is through our workshops, our webinars, our blog, or our personalized trainings, that's what we aim to do.
Yep.
And I'm so sorry I cut you off, Sakura.
No,
go right
totally
ahead. Introduce
fine.
Yourself.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No. I'm Sakura. I'm the other co-founder of Bloggettes. My role here at Bloggettes is the creative brand director. So before we had a team, I was doing all the graphic design, all the creative visual stuff, the photography, the Instagram photos. But now that we have a whole team, I am still in charge of just, like, making sure that we're consistent with our brand. We're, you know, strong. We're making a strong presence with our brand. So other than that, I also handle a lot of the HR payroll stuff. So that kind of stuff. But it's been fun for
so
sure.
So we know whose signature is on the check there.
Yes, exactly. The fun stuff, right?
The fun stuff. So, you know, overall, you've both been very successful in the fact that we just talked about, you know, I have explained that from my experience, looking at the outside in as a male perspective, you guys are doing really wonderful work with females and just overall wonderful work in general. Let me just start by saying that, you know, in the beginning, it gets businesses are very difficult in general.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys, can you kind of give a little bit of story and background how, you know, kickoff went and how the overall beginning parts of Bloggettes started?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, in the beginning, it's really hard because we learned a bunch of stuff about business, what it takes to have a successful business in today's world through all of our trial and errors, mm-hmm. you know. So when we came up with the idea of, you know, starting these workshops, and that's how Blogette started, is our workshops, right? Okay. Just the workshops. We saw this as a side business.
Yeah.
I was going to move out to LA actually, and her and I were going to, you know, travel once a month to a different city and empower entrepreneurs through our workshops.
Yeah.
And you know, through that, it was hard because we had this great idea. We knew we were teaching great content, everything you need to know, but no one knew about us yet. They were like, why should I pay $800, $700 for a seat to sit with you guys who I don't even know who you guys are?
Exactly.
And, you know, like, what are you going to teach me? So in the very beginning, that was a struggle, right? Mm-hmm. We also didn't have a social media presence at all yet.
Or a marketing budget.
you know? And so that was the hardest thing. In the beginning, Lorena and I, we had a sign that said Blogettes, and we went to the Phoenix Flea, which is, you know, the local flea market, and we literally went stand to stand talking about our workshop, our very first workshop, you know?
Wow.
And we're like, this is what you're going to learn, because these are all creative entrepreneurs at this flea market, you know, and that needed to, they have a great product, they love what they do, and most of them, that was their side hobby business, right?
Yeah.
Not their day job, but we wanted to empower them through what we've learned in our experience. So we literally went stand to stand encouraging them to come to our workshop, you know? If they can't come, if they can't afford it, that's fine. They know about Blogettes now, you know? But we definitely had to gift seats in the beginning for our workshops to kind of get people in the door.
We need to gain credibility.
We need, that was the biggest thing.
That was one of the biggest challenges in the beginning, like our marketing and our credibility. Because again, like Sakura was saying, like, who are these two people that are, you know?
Right.
But who are these two people?
Some of the people from the flea market actually gave us a chance.
Yeah.
We came to our first workshop, and we're going to be grateful for that.
It just takes one. It snowballs.
Like 14 people we had at our first
We had 14 people, including Dustin.
Including my husband. That's
so awesome. But still, though, I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you want to experience?
Why wouldn't you want to learn?
One, the learning process, but two, the experience of, like, see someone like your significant other really do what they love to do.
Exactly.
And honestly, like, I feel that way too, because if I had someone say my significant other is going to do a workshop, I'm paying for all the classes,
right,
and I want to be at every lesson. So.
Yeah, he's a great supporter. He's your number one fan.
He was there, and like all of these girls were there, and that really helped with our credibility, because as soon as someone that you trust and know says, hey, I attended this workshop and I learned a lot, then people are going to get curious about when's the next one. But I would say, like, two of the biggest things that kind of like going off Sakura was saying when we started was credibility and again getting to know our company, because when you're starting business, like, if you're not, you have to stand for something, you know?
Yeah.
And in the beginning, we still didn't have that background. We were very brand focused. We were very, like, focused on how we wanted our company to be perceived, but we hadn't done it long enough for people to buy on it.
Yeah.
Right?
So there's always that kind of, like, you always feel bad too, because when I see that sort of thing where someone is just starting out, and you kind of can, like, almost, I'm the kind of person that does a lot of research, so it's like that podcast, like, lifestyle is, like, I do heavy research before, but it's like when I go in and I kind of see that kind of takeoff moment with you guys, it was almost seamless. Like, you guys, from right off the bat, it looked like, I was scrolling through a lot of the Instagram, was like, it looked like from right off the start, you guys took off running. And was that, like, did you guys wait from after you started learning the process of business ownership? Did you guys, like, wait a little bit of time? And on top of that, you know, how do you delineate and kind of distill everything that you learn about other people's business, other markets and things like that, and put that and inject that into what you're doing here?
I think, like, It actually, a lot of like the growth that you saw from Blogettes, we were very lucky because we knew where we wanted to go, but we were very open to listening what the market had to say.
Yeah.
So immediately after the first workshop, we were like, oh, like this is not the only way, the only way people can learn. Like let's do a webinar. Let's do an. So I feel like in the beginning, we were just growing very organically based on like what people were asking for us to do.
Okay.
So we were open to doing that, which changes I think was like and, helpful for us. But in some ways, we also, like, as you were saying, we were, like, learning not so much from, like, other businesses because we barely had, since we started, this has been, like, boom. Like, our time has been, like, consumed by it. We didn't necessarily get the chance a lot to learn, even though we read a lot and we listen to a lot of things, to learn from other people. I think we learned a lot from our
customers'
own mistakes, like, from our own things, you know?
That's like, good, though, because that's I feel like that too is like directly related to you. So you're the only person getting the most benefit and the most potential out of it is you because they're your clientele.
Yeah. I also think that, you know, I think we were big, we were, we took a lot of risks, I would have to say. Like after two workshops in Phoenix, in Arizona, we were like, let's do one in San Diego.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, we didn't even know anyone in San Diego.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
I don't know really why exactly, but we just had that, like, courage to just
jump.
Let's do it. Yeah. You know, like, and we literally would just pick a day and we worked our butt off until, like, and we did everything we can to fill those seats. Like, but again, like, I think a lot of people are scared to do that, you know? And I don't know how we had the courage to just pick a date and do a workshop out of state, but I think it really helped us, you know? It helped us to kind of grow and go to different cities and prove our, you know, prove that we are credible for teaching these workshops. And social media has helped us tremendously. Grow our credibility as well, and not only grew our credibility, but it grew our brand and of course exposure, right? So but yeah, I feel like that was like a big thing that like I look back and I'm like, wow, I can't believe we just like did it. You know,
now that we're more aware, you know, but in the beginning we were just so ready to like go there. We're like, I think that's how we are right now, of course, because we have a lot more risk. We have like a whole company. We have a lot of people. We have there's a lot more things to consider.
Yep.
But in the beginning, we were just like,
we're going to do it.
However, we
one way or another.
It, like, the risk is, the reward is way higher than what the risk could be.
Yeah.
And if we fail, we pick ourselves up and we try again, you know, but there's not. Yeah, so that was, in the beginning we were like that. But we learned a lot from that too.
That's good.
Yeah.
I want to know about your guys' dynamic together. I mean, you guys aren't sisters, aren't any, like, how did you guys meet? What was that story like? And
it was destiny.
It was destiny. Fate.
Where'd you guys meet at?
We met at a dinner.
Yeah, like, I had just graduated from ASU.
Okay.
And
Sun Devils.
Sun Devils. ASU.
The only one.
No, she San Luis Obispo.
Cal Poly?
Yeah, Cal Poly.
Nice. Yeah. I love it. I was just with a bunch of Cal Poly friends, actually. Awesome. I just graduated from ASU, and I worked at a startup tech company in Tempe. And it was, like, obviously my first job out of college, and our CEO was like, hey, like, I'd love for you to come to dinner, like, this, like, you know, business dinner. And I was like, sure, like, I'll come. And it was a Friday night, and that's where Lorena and Dustin was. They were at that dinner. And we had a great time. But at the end of the day, or at the end of the dinner, Lorena was like, it was like only like 8 p.m. And Lorena's like, guys, I'm sorry, I have to go to bed. Like, I'm so, she's still like this, but she's like, I'm so tired. She's like, I have to go to bed. I signed up for a leadership retreat this weekend that I have to like, you know, stay in a hotel Saturday and do this whole thing that my friend's doing. And I was like, wait, I was like, what is it called? And she said the name of the retreat. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to that this weekend too.
Nice.
And so we met at dinner Friday night, and we spent all day Saturday, all day and night, and all day Sunday together.
Wow.
And it was just like so coincidental. And the retreat was fun, and but it was not what we had anticipated. So we were like literally attached to the hip because it was kind of like a little outside of our comfort zone.
Exactly.
So much older than we were.
Yeah. And we were totally outside of our comfort zones. Or so like we just like were like attached to the hip. And, you know, after that weekend, we just stayed in touch. Like we just like loved like just being around one another. And like I feel like I was at a weird – I had just graduated from ASU. And I feel like, you know, all of my friends like that I love still to this day, like we are all in different places in our lives. You know what I mean? We were all students all our life. And now we're doing different things. And I felt like I didn't have a whole lot in common, you know. And we were – it was just a different time in my life. And I loved like – everything that Lorena stood for. And I was just like, and I love talking about business and like, you know, social media and webs, the internet, like all that. And so, and Lorena, I'm sure, felt the same way. I hope, at least.
just a smidge. Let's go into business together. We don't have many things in common.
Why, like, our relationship, like, since if our friendship, since it started from the beginning, it was based on that, you know?
It was based
on, like, are both of our curiosities from like understanding like what are you doing, what am I doing, like how could we do things together, how can I like learn from you, how could you learn from me. And then at some point like we're like some time obviously passed and then we're like let's work together. We both had other failed business partnerships and we both have learned a lot from that before, so I think our business partnership started with the right foot. We knew what we didn't want. We knew what we wanted.
Do you mind if I ask what those two separate things were?
Or yes,
like,
of course.
Because I feel like understanding what you guys did prior to this also kind of makes up the overall kind of dynamic of who you guys are. You know, that I think that's important. So if you don't mind, like, what were those two failed businesses?
So, like, and it was more like, this is so sad, but I think for both of us, it was more than a failed business. It was a failed business partnership.
Okay.
It was a wrong business partnership. Both businesses were thriving. They were doing great. But in my specific case, it was a Mexican, like a Mexico website.
Okay.
In which like it got very, very popular. And what happened is that the business partnership wasn't built on openness like ours is. So at some point, the business, like the founders had, all of us had different ideas of where the business should go. And we could never agree on where to take it. So the business had to end, our friendships had to end. So, but from that, we, I think from my perspective, I just learned so much about how you're supposed to start a business partnership and then what we wanted from it.
But, and I think also it's all about compatibility. Just like you're meant to be with someone, it's the same way with business partnership. And in my case, it's the same thing. We had a website that's for younger girls, and same thing, it was not the business concept, it was the partnership, and it was same thing, we just weren't on the same page, you know, work ethics were a little bit different, or how much we thought, you know, we were going to put into it was all over the place. So I mean, it totally happens, you know. But I also think, like I said, it's all about compatibility with like your person, you know. It's a marriage for sure, you know.
Definitely.
And a business partnership can either make, we always say it can either make it or break the business. And that's exactly what's happened in the past. And again, it's all about communication. It's all about like being open. And like we both just have learned a lot. And I think that we take that into consideration with our business partnership. But I think also not just only that, I think we both respect one another. And I think that with, we're going into more business partnership now, but you know, we both complement each other's strength and weakness. You know, she is more of the numbers person. She is strong with ideas and strategy and developing the business and marketing, you know. But then for me, I am more of the visual side, right? Of course, I can have a say in her. You know, and of course, like, I can help do everything that she can do. She can, she's a very creative person herself, and she can take charge of like everything that I'm in charge of. But at the end of the day, it's great that we have our strength and weakness because we trust one another to just handle that.
Yeah.
You know, if she makes a mistake with a decision, whatever, you know, like move on, you know. And same with me, like I take responsibility for what I made a mistake for, you know. And we have the ownership of it. You know, we know how to say, that was my fault. I'm sorry. You know, like, it's move good. On. So I think, like, again, it really is a relationship. It's
absolutely.
A marriage.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, so, absolutely. But we've learned a lot through that.
That's good, though. Yeah. It's good enough to, and let's just say, like, some people haven't learned that lesson yet mm-hmm. from, you know, partnerships and things like that. People are still learning. And it's good that you guys had that one and then learned from that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's it says a lot about you know, people who own businesses, and unfortunately some people who haven't learned them.
Yeah, I think work ethic is another big thing that I think breaks business partnerships. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's one thing that I like really loved about Lorena when I first met her. Is like, I was like, dang, she's a workaholic. You know what I mean? And I'm a workaholic too. And like, I can't stop thinking about things and working, and I can't stop, like, I can never sit still. Yeah. And that's how Lorena is too, you know? So, like, I think that's another element to this whole business partnership that, like, could really make or break it. Mm-hmm. Because I think once one works harder than the other or whatever it is, that's when you start, like, building up resentment mm-hmm. and it can break it. So I think, you know, we both are workaholics, and I think we both respect one another, you know?
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm really, like, it's inspiring to see two individuals who have a similar interest in something and fully just run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into a little bit more of, like, what the day-to-day sort of thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You guys come in here. What's kind of, like, the first couple of things that you guys typically do here?
Yeah, well, I think just to kind of rewind a little bit, I think we didn't really talk about, like, the involvement of Blog Ads.
Yeah. Let's talk,
like,
about
that. I think it will explain kind of our day-to-day now.
Yeah.
and we should have kind of explained this earlier, but, you know, with Blog Ads, like we said, you know, the first 3 years we were all about workshops. We traveled and we also did webinars. We started part of our business was stock photography.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of those. Those are really good.
Yeah. So, like, you know, it was a small idea. We were taking all these pictures for our personal Instagram and blog posts, and we used them once and we were done. So we were like, other entrepreneurs would love these photos for Instagram, for, like, you know, everything. And so we're like, let's just start selling them for cheap, you know? Like, stock photos can be so expensive, you know, and so busy. So, you know, ours is more lifestyle-y, Instagrammable, I like to call it, more, you know, appealing, I would say. So, not cheesy.
Not the bright, fluorescent light.
Like, the same exact models in every picture. Like, I know I can spot a stock photo from a distance, you know, just by the model. But that was a small idea that's flourished.
Yeah.
So, basically, you know, with Lorena being a new mom, the traveling was becoming a lot for our workshops. It was great when we first started it, but as we also grew our team, it also wasn't realistic for us to keep up with this workshop because we were so limited with 40 people max per workshop.
Yeah.
And so what we decided to, and we were doing office hour appointments.
One-on-one.
It's like one-on-one consultation.
Yeah.
And it all started because we were getting so many emails, like, every single day about, how do you do this? Like, basically, like, just inquiries and questions. And we wanted to help these people so bad and, like, take the time to email and answer, but we just can't. You know what I mean? And so we started doing our office hour consultation appointments, kind of like you're talking to your professor, you know, and
it was like open hours.
It was just open hours.
You bring your stuff.
Exactly.
Like, hey, this is what I got. Like, can you help me out?
Helping you with direction.
Yeah,
like, we had everyone from, hey, I want to grow my social media following, to, hey, I see you guys have an internship program. How do you go about it? I want an internship program for my company. Etc. Etc.
Yeah.
You can talk about anything. So that's kind of like an hourly pay type thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a set fee per hour. And like I said, you know, we kind of gone to this direction of, hey, we can't travel. We can't keep up with this traveling of workshops. So we decided to do more consulting. So that's kind of the direction that we're going towards right now, is where you have a lot of consultation appointments. And we do brand identity for clients. We help people build their brand direction, their business concept, taking it from an idea to actually, like, creating their logo, their choosing their colors, fonts, their whole business strategy, and then social media strategy as well. Mm-hmm. If someone wants to grow their following or what even they should post, yeah. like we help them with all that. What social media platforms? Like, so again, we work with individuals, we work with corporate companies, so we do a lot of consulting now, and yeah. that's a direction that we're taking. So,
Blogettes is now divided into three. To summarize, we have our design, so our branding and design consulting company, uh-huh. our stock photos, which our site is going to launch, its own site is going to launch probably in October.
Ooh. Yeah. It's called Stock That Rocks.
And our workshop.
Stock That Rocks. I like that.
In February.
And what?
And our conference.
Right? Yeah.
Our conference is coming up in February, so now we have called the workshop. Yes,
so wow. we're not traveling once a month for a workshop, mm-mm. but we're doing one big wow. conference called the workshop.
Yeah.
And you know, so because we love conferences, but we love workshop setting, yeah. hands-on, intimate, learn mm-hmm. how to do it, like you leave mm-hmm. knowing exactly how to do whatever it is, you know. So we kind of combine the two, yeah. and we're bringing, you know, we've traveled the last 3 years to different city. It's time to bring everyone
to our city. I love it.
We're proud of being from Phoenix, you know, starting our company in Phoenix, and Phoenix is great, especially in February. So that's kind of how our company has evolved. You know, like Lorna said, we do consulting, we have the Stock That Rocks, mm-hmm. and now we have the workshop, a conference by Blogettes. Mm-hmm. So that's so where cool. it is yeah. today.
So that's
I wanted to explain that before yeah. we went.
Well, let me state this that you guys, I want to be a part of that conference because that sounds awesome just
thank
from
you.
An overall perspective. Because let me just state this too, is that as a male owner and mm-hmm. as a male perspective from yeah. the outside, sometimes it gets a little like, oh my God, there's so many, like, this is more oriented towards the female. I love yes. what you guys do. And it just felt like, I was like, I love it. And it really does make sense. And you guys are doing wonderful. It's just like, I don't think I can, like,
that's
like, it's more subjugated to the female market. Yeah. And I feel like with this conference, though, mm-hmm. you're kind of, it's open. And if I can help in any sort of way by stating, like, love working with you guys. You guys are awesome. If I can do my part in saying that I'm a male owner and I'm going to be there, but I'm also want to participate in the fact that if you're an owner there, I will definitely be walking up to you and trying to schedule a podcast with
yes.
you.
Yeah, so, that sounds great.
That's exactly what we want. We want to achieve the perfect balance between networking, mm-hmm. inspiration, and hands-on
yeah.
learning.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's all it is.
And we're all at different levels, right? Like
yeah,
some people may have started their business and have Instagram, and some people might like not even know really how to use Instagram, yeah. you know. So we have different levels. It's 30 plus workshop, 2 days, 350
that's awesome.
Plus people, and they're all going to be like creative entrepreneurs, or they work for, you know, a company, and
yeah.
basically you get to choose what workshop you want to attend.
Nice.
There's different workshops all at once, but this is something that was so important for us to do, because we've gone to so many conferences where it was motivational, inspirational, but we didn't learn
yeah
skills that yeah. we can take home to start doing tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
And so but conferences are great because there's big brands, networking is great,
mm-hmm.
so again, we wanted to combine the learning of our workshop but with the benefit of, you know, the conference
yeah.
setting.
The conference setting, yeah, absolutely.
So the workshop, a conference by Blogettes.
There you go.
Is what we came up with.
The other thing I wanted to say was, you guys are the reason why I actually started a media kit, is because,
you took our webinar?
No, what ended up happening was I tried to interview you guys before, and I had to go through another. I don't remember the individual's name, so I feel bad.
Yeah, no,
it was like.
Perfect.
And she asked me for my media kit, and I was like, I don't know what that is. And so I looked it up, and then I was like, oh, okay. And then I actually put one together and sent it to her. And I was very, like, honest about it. And was like, this is how many views we got. This is how many,
yeah.
like, all sorts of things. So, you know, it was the reason why, like, you guys are very much, if I can say, like, you guys are inspiring people. The fact that I actually put together a media kit should state the fact that you guys are making an effect on people. So, yeah.
Thank you. That's awesome.
That's why we do what we do. And I just want to say that note. But, like, when people ask us, like, and I was at a dinner the other day where people were complaining about, like, their job, you know, because I think that's a common thing. And they're like, they thought I was being kind of like a liar because I was saying that I love what I do. And they were like accusing me in a little bit of a way.
You lie.
Like saying that I like to come to work.
Yeah.
And that's just so not true. Like the reason why we love like things like that, that just makes our day. You know, like when we do our workshops, when one person comes and says like, you've changed my business. Like yesterday that we did the happy hour, girls coming to us and saying like, thanks to you, my business has grown. It's not that we want people to thank us, but the fact that we can make an impact.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something that has, it's not comparable to any monetary compensation that you could ever make, you know? And that's what keeps you going, because money at some point, you can,
you're going to have all the money in the world, but it's like you just...
But you're not fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know, like...
And I'm the same way when someone says, oh, I listened to this pod, like I listened to your podcast, like this episode, this one random like I've listened to it and I either decided to do the actual business from that point on, or, you know, we just kept listening. So that sort of thing, like I'm definitely on board with that. Like when someone comes up and says, I've been affected by you, or I've been such and such because of you.
Keeps you going.
It keeps you going, keeps you motivated, and keeps you... you know, really on a point of like, wow, I'm actually doing what I set out to do. So
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Now jumping into the day-to-day sort of stuff.
Yes!
So now that we know what you guys do overall and what the Blogettes is now overall encompassing, let's go into kind of the routine of sort of like how you guys come in the morning.
Ah, there's no routine.
There is no routine. Literally, our days are filled with meetings, you know? It's craziness. And it's not just us. Like, we have a small team, but we do so much, you know?
We have 14 people.
We have 14. Plus, like, 10 interns.
Wow.
Yeah, from ASU, GCU. Yeah. So, but we have so much going on, and our days are filled with meetings, you know? Like, Lauren and I especially, like, they go by so fast, and it's almost, I always say, like, I feel like I have the most productive days, yet the most unproductive days, because I come home and I didn't even touch my email. You know?
Your own personal email?
Yeah. No, my work email.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Like we are in meetings all day because
internal meetings.
With our girls. Like, it's crazy, you know? But, I mean, we love it. And on Monday through Friday, we are here, and we're in meetings with clients, like Lauren said, with our internal, with our girls.
But you guys have initiated the 4-day weekend, or?
Yes, that is new. That is new, something that we've been wanting to do, but
we're
scared.
One of the things
I
researched. Yes. I was doing while I was like,
that came out of that, you know, like what Sakura was saying, like sometimes like you're here at the office, especially with a company culture as collaborative as ours, you come to work and there's some days, I mean, my day specifically, because I'm a mom, I have other responsibilities. I start at 4 a.m. catching up with my email and then coming to work. But also, like, that's not everyone's life, you know? So we, being so collaborative, we're in meetings all the time. If we were feeling that frustration feeling in the end of the day that, hey, we haven't even, like, caught up with our work, we imagine that our girls must have had
Don't be like Steve Harvey feeling, and, you know? And just shout at people.
So we're like, let's try this. We were open with the company and we're like, hey, we're thinking on trying this. Like, Tuesday is like dedicated to catching up with your work, to really like working on, and if it works for everyone, of course it was hard, a decision for us, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're a controller, want to know that everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing, but we're not here to micromanage anyone, so we're like, let's try it, let's see if it helps their productivity, our effectiveness as well,
and we have a great team, you know, and I think it's all about building that trust, and we trust them. They trust us.
Yeah.
We build that relationship. Hey, let's do work from home Tuesdays. You know, we have our quiet time. And for us, like, it's company culture is something that's so incredibly important to us. We are a team. We are a family. We really are. We spend, you know, more time with them than anyone else, really, you know. That's something that was really important to us. And just with that one day to work from home, to have that one additional day at home, yet work. Yeah, you know, focus. Like, I think it completely changes their personal life as well as their work life, you know. Same with me. Like, same with us, you know. So that is something that's new that we've seen great benefits from. Like, it's been great for us. But
does your son, like, sleep during most of that time.
No.
Like, no.
You guys should see my Instagram stories because I've done it a couple of times. I actually even work from home Tuesdays. I have to escape the house for a little bit and go work somewhere else.
Because like a Starbucks
or something? We do have an office at home, you know? And I mean, I could come here, which is like empty on Tuesdays, and work here. But it's so funny because our office at the house has a window. Uh-huh. So he walks now, right? So he sticks his face on the window and like that.
So cute.
So you're like, how are you not gonna go and
play with him?
Hang out with him? When he just said mama, he knows how to say mama. So if he knocks and says mama, like, I'm just not gonna say no, you know. So I don't work from home and work from home.
Yeah,
it's hard.
I just have my dog next to me. So
what kind of dog is it?
He's a miniature schnauzer.
Okay,
Winston.
Winston. I was like, doesn't he have his own
office? Yes,
he has his own Instagram, right?
He does.
Hello, Winston.
Hello, Winston.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, I love that. That is creative. I love it.
Well, the funny story is like, we'll tell you off air, but it was just a funny story how that all came to be. Tell us a little bit about like some of the difficulties of this job. You know, there are in any position and any, especially being CEOs, you know, there are some ups and there are downs, you know, difficulties for me, especially, you know, scheduling people in that sort of, but overall I would say is, for me is the emotional factor is that, you know, I'm trying to trying to get to know these owners and things like that. And you said credibility was one of those things. So give us a little insight for you guys, kind of the good and bad of this position where you guys are in today.
I think like for me specifically, like one of the challenges that I took her and I always discuss, and I think as business owners, is like the fact of being able to keep up with the day to day, while also allowing us the time to think about the future.
Creatively
just everything. You know, we're so caught up in like what needs to be done today that we don't have a time to think about tomorrow. And that should be our number one priority, you know, like if we already know and have a vision of where we have to go, but we need to continuously as leaders of the company be making the path for us to go there, right? But I feel sometimes with being so busy, like we get caught up in like our daily responsibilities that I think we're always about like reflecting, and sometimes like it's hard to even stop and reflect on what's working, what's not, when you're just so caught up on the day to day.
Just tell us a little bit about kind of that reflection period for you guys. Do you guys do that together? Do you guys do that separately? Do you guys do that at home? That sort of thing. Like reflection is a key component. And especially being in a market that's so fast paced, especially, you know, keeping up creatively, all that sort of thing.
I think we do it separately and come together.
Even in the shower, if you have time to reflect.
Yeah. I think we do it separately.
Every time I'm like, oh no! Like,
yeah.
Forget something.
You know, we have to reflect. Like, being a business owner, there's so much. You have to focus on your product and service, you have to focus about the future. The company culture, your employees individually, how they're doing. Like, we pause and reflect about every little thing, you know? And it's hard, and that's, you know, like my friend was saying, you know, you have a team of 14. How can you possibly be this busy? I mean, he knows that we are so busy, but like you have a team for that reason, so you're not focusing so much on the day-to-day, you know. But I think for us, like, it's I mean, you hear other, you know, owner, like business owners say, you have to let go. You know, you have to let go in order for you to be able to focus on the future, where you're going to take the company, you know. But I think that is our constant struggle, is focusing so much on the day to day that we are so busy that but we're learning, you know. We're learning, and our business also has, like we've said, you know, evolved a lot. So until we get to that point, we've focused the last 3 years, we've focused on our workshops, you know what I mean? And we got that system, but we're kind of changing a lot of things right now, and there's a lot of involvement, so that's why we're busier than ever right now. But that is something that that's a struggle that we have every single day, is working on the day-to-day but also learning to let go so we can focus on the big picture of where we want to take our company. So
that, it means a lot for you guys to share that, because that kind of, it jumps to my next question, the overall kind of like the end of a lot of these podcasts. We try and ask, you know, your guys' goals and kind of where your hopes and future it lies, you know, towards. And I know for you guys that there's all sorts of things that you guys can go into, but, you know, can kind of give us an ultimate hope for like a 5-year goal down the road, besides the wonderful stock photos, the wonderful classes that you guys teach, the wonderful one-on-one production stuff that you guys do together? Is there kind of, after this point, is there, of course there's more goals, but like, what are those for you guys? End this podcast by telling everyone, you know, what you guys hope to get from this and hope that everyone gets from your business.
I think, like, as a probably shorter than 5 years, like as a short term goal, we're really, really focused on giving each of our entities, so Stock That Rocks becoming its own entity, mm-hmm. Blogette standing out on its own, and the workshop being its own thing. I think we're really focused on them not being just all related to Blogette. Mm-hmm. We want each one of them to stand on its own ground. Mm-hmm. We don't want Blogette to be having to like the mother to support, where everything is by Blogette and we're all together, but we're very focused on making each one of them its own success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Its own foundation.
So its own foundation, its own success, its own identity. You know, they're all different. Every brand needs to be a persona, and they're all different personas that...
I want to know about the Stock That Rocks. I want to know that persona. Is that like edgier, or is it like...
You know, Stock That Rocks, it's just more... It's more approachable. Okay. I don't know how else to explain it. You know, it's like...
Not as feminine.
It's not as feminine. It's literally like... It's very neutral, but again, the style is just approachable for anyone, you know, and anyone can utilize it. It doesn't seem too commercialized. It's not intimidating. You see one of our stock photos on a billboard, and it looks beautiful. You can use it on the same website. Photo on your website or even Instagram. Mm-hmm. That is such a personal area. And it all looks great,
and
you know?
Something that I love is that it looks aspirational but achievable.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Aspirational but achievable.
Not like a very editorial picture that it's like, no, we're very aspirational, because if you see a picture of a bathroom that we're going to post, it's going to be an aspirational bathroom, but it's an achievable bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? I like that.
Yeah.
I was like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like trying to remember all the stock photos that I see in my head. I'm like, that does make more sense, like, now that you say it that way.
Yeah.
And so that, I actually like that a lot. And so, Sakura, this is your turn to kind of give us some goals for yourself and being in here too.
You know, I think my goal is, just like Lauren said, with each one of them having its own brand and can stand on its own. Mm-hmm. I think for each company to be able to stand on its own without like our day to day, you know, to be honest, like, of course, we are workaholics. We won't retire until we're like 65, 75, honest, you
know?
Just
like a pair of you guys for each.
Yeah.
Like, for each business.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we love working really hard, but for each of the companies to run smoothly, you know, and for it to be able to hold on its own and, you know, be strong and have a system and flow, my goal, you know?
And as with any other entrepreneur, you know, of course, like the keeping on helping other people, I think that's just who we are and that's what we're going to keep doing. But for companies like Stock That Rocks and even the workshop as a conference, it's a challenge for us as entrepreneurs and a goal to create something that's actually a viable product, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something that a bigger company and another company could see as attractive and be like, I want to take this because it's so good.
Yeah.
And then we can focus on the next development of things. You know, we're entrepreneurs. We like to create, we like to envision. So there's
I love that feeling.
Anything more gratifying that for someone, or any bigger compliment from someone to come and be like, I want it.
Yeah.
You know? So that's kind of like our goal with Stock That Rocks and the workshop. And, but I think the Blogette's part of helping entrepreneurs, that's always something that's going to keep up. And individually, I think something that I would like to say too, I think Sakura and I also, like, we live in a very exposed world right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we didn't have that exposure to social media, it was just like you were limited to the people that knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're unlimited. You're exposed to the world if you want to be. So I think us as individuals also working on our brands and what we represent as individuals and how could our own brands help.
That's a whole separate podcast, you know? Altogether. I'm just like, that's another hour long conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. We're very, very focused on that, on the next short and long term goals.
Yeah, I'm very like, we're definitely going to have you guys back because especially being, there's a lot of things that I want to do for this like podcast, but expanding it. So like, I'm definitely going to talk to you guys. Yeah, like I would love to like consult and be some way a part of you guys or help in any sort of way. So again, it's like, I will be at the conference. So please, I would love to help in any sort of way.
Thank you.
Britt, do you have any questions or anything? I mean, female owner to female owner.
It's a lot.
So usually
we have a tendency of overwhelming people.
No. I'm there on board. I'm very like, honestly, it's exciting because A, I've been a fan, of course, and B, it's just been for me, you guys represent a very key component in which we all, like, I feel a part of it because we're not helping ourselves to any sort of kind of profit in a sort of way. It's more like helping others. And so for you guys, you know, I feel like a close bond with you because you guys help out so many other businesses and you guys do so much work with owners and entrepreneurs. And that's really what I'm trying to do is work with those creatives and be able to say that we gave them a spotlight or we helped them in some sort of way or we gave them some sort of anything. Mm-hmm. And for me to see like you guys, I'm aspired to be like you guys because it's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing.
And it's great what you're doing too. Yes. Like I feel like promoting Arizona is something that we're very passionate about too.
Very, very passionate about.
Oh, yeah,
Phoenix,
I love it.
Phoenix is the right place to be right now if you're a new business owner. Phoenix is getting cooler by the day.
There's
so many new companies coming in. So many young people are choosing Phoenix as the place for their startup. Mm-hmm. So I think there's amazing
but it
things
takes
coming to
people like yourselves and people hopefully like all of us to really highlight that and show that it's not going anywhere.
We didn't highlight it, but really our growth is like thanks to the Phoenix community because I mean we've worked with I feel like we've worked with every business out there, you know, in Phoenix, and everyone is eager to help one another.
From the bigger business owners
to the small. Like we're all there to help one another. So I love Arizona. We're excited for the conference, you know, to be doing it in Phoenix. And I'm excited.
So this is the end of the podcast. And usually the end of the podcast is where we throw it to you guys to let everyone know where they can find you on social media. Of course, they know where they find you on social media. But anything else that they might need to know to find you guys and connect with you guys.
Well, you can find us on social media always with our handle, it's Blogettes. So we'll be there. Follow us on Instagram and Instagram stories if you want a little bit of behind the scenes.
Yep.
And if you want more information about our workshop, I know we're very, very excited. We just started selling tickets.
Yesterday.
Yay, congratulations.
So thank you. It's going really,
it's
really
going
well.
Fast. It's going well. We're very excited. We hope to see everyone in February. And
150
hopefully
classes or?
No, 30 plus. 30 plus with 350 attendees.
People. Yeah, wow, so geez. Started selling tickets yesterday. We're very excited, and we hope some of you guys could come to the workshop and help make our bigger dream come true.
Yeah,
absolutely. And as always, you guys can find us at Finding Arizona Podcast and all our social media at Finding Arizona Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you want to hear more, you can also reach us at our Patreon page where we give extra podcasts and extra everything, videos, photos, whatever you might need. So that's patreon.com/FindingArizonaPodcast. And with that, we say goodbye to Sakura.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to get this.
Lorena.
Lorena. I'm so sorry. Lorena and Sakura, thank you so much for coming on the episode.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I hope you guys kill it every day. So much love and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Bye-bye. Okay, so much love.